Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, last night, 17-year-old Luke Littler booked his place in the World Darts Championship final for a second year in a row in a stunning display of confidence and panache to brush aside Stephen Bunting in a 6-1 victory. Luke the Nuke Littler will face Michael van Gerwen tonight in the final, and if he wins, he'll become the youngest world champion in the sport. Well, joining me to talk about his career and just why he's so important to the sport is Jonathan Liu, sports writer with The Guardian. Good morning to you, Jonathan.
Morning, Colin. How you doing?
Before we chat, let's just have some highlights from last night.
Can Littler produce the 170 to win the leg? He might just do that. He might just do it. He's only gone and done it. Chalk up another massive finish for Littler, the biggest of the lot, and it puts him on the brink of the World Championship final.
Luke required 40.
Double top for a 6-1 win. Littler is through to back-to-back World Championship finals.
Now the crowd goes mad, the bandwagon rolls on. Jonathan, the Luke Littler effect really putting darts on the map, according to people who like the sport and the money side of it. Darts is popular at this time of the year anyway, but there are probably houses all over the world who are sitting down to watch the darts final who never would have watched it before. Why? What's Luke Littler done for the sport?
Well, I mean, I think he's blown it apart. I mean, there have been great darts players before, but he's an irresistible story. You know, 16 years old he was last year. And it's just very rare in any form of sport that someone just turns up and they are world class. They are one of the best in the world instantly with basically no run up, no lead in time. That's basically been the shock of it. And the fact that he's carried it on this year, he's won the Grand Slam of Darts, he's won the Premier League, and he's going into tonight's world final as the favourite against Michael van Gerwen. It's just brought new eyeballs to the sport. People that wouldn't, you know, give darts a second look, that wouldn't, you know, have bothered with it for many years. They are, you know, they are tuning in because, you know, it's curiosity, really.
Yeah. So for people who aren't familiar with them, is it that he's likable? Is it his age and the success he's achieved? What is it about this? Or was darts due an overhaul anyway? And he's just right place, right time.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just his youth. It's the fact that he's so clearly he's not clearly like other darts players who have basically come through the pub. You know, the age profile of most top players is 30s, 40s, 50s. This guy is a breath of fresh air in that sense. The talent is just totally otherworldly. The finishes he can hit. And unlike the likes of Phil Taylor or Michael van Gerwen, who I guess dominated the sport before him, he is also an entertainer. He plays up to the crowd. He takes on what you might call champagne finishes, almost a bit of a show off. He totally gets the kind of the entertainment side of the sport as well, if that makes any sense. He is in many ways the total package. He's someone who totally embodies where darts is now and hopes to be, you know, going forward.
Yeah, you could see him up on stage last night, grooving along to the music in between the various legs and stages, you know, throwing his arms up to the crowd and bigging it up as if they weren't hyped enough already, as people could hear from that clip.
Right, and this is the thing. The talent is one thing, but when you get on that stage, Alexandra Palace, it's the, you know, the hallowed venue of the World Darts Championship. There's a tradition to it. The crowd can be boisterous. It can be hostile at times, and it breaks a lot of players, certainly young players. It takes a lot of players years to master it, to learn to deal with the crowd. And in a way, he's the very opposite, Littler. It emboldens him. It turns him into a superhero. He puts on that purple shirt and it's almost like he's not human. And certainly the darts that he plays and the darts that he's capable of playing, it takes you into totally different places. I can't really explain it any other way than that.
And it's almost like he has improved as this competition has gone on. I mean, some of his results early on weren't as convincing. I think he had a 1-4-3 victory, but 6-1 last night against Stephen Bunting, who's no slouch, amid all the hype and the shouting and the cheering with, you know, judging by the flags, clearly people who had travelled from other countries to be there. It takes something for a 17-year-old to keep his head together and keep throwing darts in that kind of an environment.
Yeah, and Bunting's no slouch. He's the world number five. He's going to be the new world number five. I think the rhythm of it, the momentum of coming back every day, that's the kind of rhythm that he likes. That is where he produces his best starts, and he has grown in confidence and stature and assurance and maturity as the tournament's gone on. I think at the start there was a lot of expectation on him. He wasn't quite sure how it was going to feel. He did struggle through his first couple of rounds, but yeah, he looks almost unstoppable now. I say almost because Michael van Gerwen is a hell of a player, and it's going to be a great final.
He's nearly too young to have a personal life, though, isn't he? As you say, 16 as a darts player, 17 this year. I mean, the most people got out of him was, you know, a bit of a teenage romance and his fondness for kebabs.
Yeah, he's a product of lockdown. I mean, this is one of the reasons he's been so good so young. When lockdown hit, I think it was like 12 or 13, he just threw darts and threw darts and threw darts. He's not really had that. And he's the first darts player in the history of the sport that won't have that, that won't have had another job before going into darts, probably won't ever have again. And how that, when real life hits, when he sort of grows up, when the media and the fame starts to hit him, that's when we're going to find out what that does to him as a person and what that does to him as a player. Because, you know, at the moment it's all been plain sailing, and I think he's been pretty well handled and managed. But yeah, as darts goes into the stratosphere, I think, you know, it's going to be quite interesting to see how that impacts on him, you know.
Yeah, and I mean Barry Hearn, the sports promoter, and clearly somebody who's interested in the money end of things, he has talked about the Luke Littler effect and how it's increased the interest in darts, saying even that the Alexandra Palace, the famous Ali Pali, isn't fit for purpose anymore in terms of the capacity it can hold. I mean, is darts looking like it's going to broaden his appeal, and could you be looking at it attracting more money, more audiences, and more pressure as far as Luke Littler is concerned?
Yeah, I mean the winner's check tonight is $500,000. Barry Hearn wants it to go up to $1 million pretty soon. We're seeing events all over Europe with, you know, it's sold out Madison Square Garden for the last few years. They take it to Australia. They take it to the Far East. It is, you know, there are kind of no ceilings on where it can go at the moment. And yeah, I mean, Alexandra Palace will always be the home of the sport, but it is now a global appeal. There are great players coming out of the Far East. There are great players coming out of the Philippines, out of Eastern Europe, out of Australia and New Zealand. So yeah, this is going to be a global sport with, I think, you know, a commensurately global footprint and winners' checks as well.
And as you say, the prize fund this tonight is, you know, £500,000, which is, you know, a sizable prize fund. But by comparison to the rewards that are reaped in professional football or golf or the like, it's not huge. So, you know, a long career is required. Luke Littler will want to be, I suppose, looking ahead to at least a decade in the sport to make his fortune in it.
Right, and you know, the thing is, it's not like football or cycling or whatever, where there are, you know, you have to basically retire at 30 or 40. The top players can play into their 50s if, you know, they can still be bothered to, and that's the big issue. You know, does Littler have the stomach for a 35, 40-year career? He's certainly got the talent for it. You know, is that what he ultimately what he wants out of life? I guess he doesn't know yet, and I think the important thing is that not to get too far ahead of himself and not to think really beyond tonight's final and the first dart against Michael van Gerwen, because, you know, the moment you look too far ahead in this sport, it is one of those sports that can bite you.
All right. And what's the attrition rate like in darts? I mean, we're not dealing with people with, you know, ACL injuries or twisted knees or the like. I mean, are you talking about repetitive strain, or is it more self-inflicted in the case maybe of what you'd hear from, I suppose, the lifestyle end of things, the famous Jockey Wilson consumption rates and all of that kind of thing?
It's more psychological. I think the level, the absolute level that you have to maintain over years, over a whole, you know, over a decade to stay at the very top, that is what is so hard. Everything has to be in alignment. You see players who are winning tournaments, winning majors, and a couple of years there, you know, a couple of years later, they can barely let go of the dart. They can barely win a game because it's such a psychological test. Once the magic goes, there's no kind of coaching, there's no culture of analysis to fall back on. You are basically, it's just you and your vibes. And when the vibes go, sometimes your career can decline very quickly. And the reverse is true. Careers can be made very quickly. So that's the real issue. You know, can he maintain that momentum? Can he maintain that self-belief? You know, and can he maintain that hunger, I guess,
All
if
right.
if he carries on winning?
Do you want to walk us through what's going to happen later on this evening? It's kicking off, I think, at 7:30. 7 tonight. But I mean, if you were to call it, is it still, you know, 50-50? Luke Littler goes into this as the favourite. Should he be the favourite? I mean, that ignores a decade of success on the part of Michael van Gerwen.
I think if you look at the figures, if you look at averages and check out rates, Littler has been the outstanding player in this tournament and in the world this year. Van Gerwen, obviously a three-time champion, hasn't won it since 2019. He's almost, you know, trying to take the throne back. I would make Littler a slight favourite. I honestly think it's going to be an absolute classic because Van Gerwen has the hunger to want to get back to the top. I think, you know, there is a certain element of a lot of the established players thinking about this upstart and wanting to put him back in his place. Certainly that's the case with Van Gerwen. I think that the level of darts is going to be absolutely obscene, and I really think it's going to be nip and tuck all the way through. So yeah, this one could go well into the night.
Right. Best of luck with maintaining your objectivity as a sports writer tonight when the darts start getting thrown. Jonathan Liu, sports writer with The Guardian, thanks very much for joining us. Now, what birds are visiting your garden and what can you do to help them as temperatures fall? More on that next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.